Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, live cattle put in a strong day yesterday, fueled mostly by continuing higher box beef prices. Some cattle being traded in the north at slightly higher prices for deferred delivery helped as well. We saw a bit of trade steady with last week here in our part of the country. Now, this all does set the potential for possible higher cash eventually this week. But being Wednesday and bids and offers possibly taking place today, testing the resolve of both packers and feedlots, packers do not want to bid higher and are hoping the increase of grain prices again yesterday and overnight might push feedlots to sell cattle. Now, the hogs took a beating again yesterday with the dip of futures deeper than many expected. Technically, the price gaps may be the magnet, with June nearly able to close its gap yesterday. July and August have a greater distance before that will be accomplished. Generally, a fund liquidation phase lasts 2 to 3 days before it runs its course, and Tuesday was day three. On the grains, July Kansas City wheat trading about a penny and a quarter cents lower here today. Quiet start on a day when USDA is expected to lower its estimate of U.S. ending wheat stocks up for the new season, while possibly also estimating the largest world wheat crop on record. The weather challenges of the moment remain mostly in North America, where crop conditions have been dry in the Western Plains. The 7-day forecast doesn't offer much help for the Pacific Northwest, Northwestern U.S. Plains, or Western Canadian prairies. July corn's trading about 1.5 cents higher early today, continuing to press near its highest prices since 2013 as USDA gets ready to release its first round of WASD estimates for the new 21-22 season. And July soybeans trading about 27 cents higher early today at the highest prices seen for a July contract since the drought of 2012. One of the differences here is that a drought usually only lasts one season and then supplies are replenished with big crops the next year. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
June live cattle up 40 cents yesterday, 118.62. August up $1.70, 122.05. May feeder cattle down 12, 135.32. August up 15 yesterday, 148.85. June hogs down 92 at 111.17. Kansas City wheat, July up 7 cents, 710.5. September up 6 and 3 quarters, 714.25. Chicago wheat, July up 11 and a quarter, 741.75. September is up 8.5, 739.5. July corn is up 10.5, 722.25. September is up 6 cents at 735. July soybeans up 27.25, 1614 and 3/4 of a penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.